Praise the Lord. Those of you now, when get money, come. Anybody when meet you, say he needs something, pass the thing to the person through me. I'm telling you, I will give him. And I will call you and I will bless you. And if he say, don't let him know. A sister went to somebody's house and then was telling them that, don't let pastor know that I come here. And then once you say that, they are smart enough. Why will you come and don't want our own daddy to know you come to my place? The sister no know, sir, they step out, then phone me. See, somebody come here now, he say, make we not tell you, say he come. I said, a thief. Next time you come, arrest them. Keep on there, I will come and collect the person to police station. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They send message to rich people in the church. And he say, you be a worker in the church. I am the head of the workers in this church. You never send season greeting to me. You dey send season greeting to certain people in the church. You know what they find? You think they are not wise? Now we should greet one another, no problem, but there is a way you do it. We know where you are coming from, where you are going to. See, be a giver and not a receiver. Don't be a beggar. Remove this begging spirit away from you. And give your life fully to God. When there is a need, there will be a supply. That is my slogan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is my slogan. Hallelujah. I say, I wanted to travel. And I was going to cancel it because I didn't have money. The ticket to travel was scaring me. Then a thought occurred to me. Okay, let me be paying the traveling agent small. And then I paid small money. I paid. Then one time, my wife was asking for some money and I say, I beg. I did save money for our journey. You know, we travel, I want to save money for the journey. She laughed. Have you ever saved money for anything? I said, what do you mean? I said, have you ever saved money? He said, anytime you have a need, there will be a supply. Praise God. And somebody just came and then I said, I don't know how it came about. I will be going to, he said, I'll be traveling out to Dubai for Christmas. I said, oh, that period too, I will not be in the country. I hope to spend the Christmas in UK. He said, you're going to UK? He said, I said, why? He said, no, don't worry. The next service will come, take $2,000. I said, for what? He said, for your holiday now, you are going to UK. I came to my wife, I said, when there is a need, there is a supply. Don't call people and be harassing them. Hey, I want to go on holiday. I want to go and rest. You know, say, I don't finish camp now. I'm stressed. I want to run. I want to go rest somewhere. Hey, Mona, contribute. Find me. Buy me ticket. You buy me this one. Why will you do that? When there is a need, there will be a supply. And every couple I use, then dash me. Without me asking anybody on all my trips, the same thing that happens. So, why do you think that you can only survive by begging? You can change that now as you enter the new year. Begin to be a giver. The whole of the year, you may not receive anything, but continue to give. After that, you have key into those who receive. Because you have given. Every giver receives. Every giver receives. And every stingy people, favor not to follow them. And you don't know that it is because you are stingy. That is why favor not to follow you. So, anytime any small one enter your hand, there is the attitude, nobody will remember me. At this one, not come now. You go locker here, closer here. Make nobody know, say, I don't receive. So you remain perpetually a beggar. Watch everyone who immediately you receive like this. You go see, they hide. Maybe people don't know, say, he get something. Make you know how make it get something. Watch them. It is a mentality they have. They think nobody they remember me. So this small one where I get, I don't know when I go get again. So instead, you are entering another bondage the more. Every gift you receive is a seed you are receiving. And if you consume all your harvest in the time of sowing, you will have nothing to sow. You must remain some seed to sow. Don't consume all your harvest, sister. Don't consume all your harvest. Always remember, from this one where I receive, that is why God gave that law. If not, poverty will finish in children. He said, pay your tithe. So that you can have something to sow from what you have received. It's a law. Stop all this beg attitude. You be the giver. I love Winners Chapel. Oyedepo has been able to change that cycle. I wish I have that grace to change the cycle in this church also. Oyedepo does not receive. He will boast that it is the highest giver in that church. He gives. And I want to boast here too. So that I can be the highest giver. I ask God, try me now. Why they hold the money from me? Give me, you go see what I will do with them. No, it's true. Because up till now, you are not having. It is a law. If you give, it shall be given to you. If you give negative things will be following you. Particularly, brother stingy, sister stingy. I'm telling you now. I say it, and I always say that I will not be telling other people's story. I will tell my own story. Praise God. Everybody knows, including my wife. You should not grab her own fast. The first person that comes with a need when I have, that's what you go take. So we have learned to be givers in my house because we have found out that it works for us. It works. I'm telling you, it works. In all my moments of trials, what sustained me was my good deeds in the past. If not, devil wanted to rubbish me. But I'm telling you, there will be somebody from somewhere that rose up. And it's not people that you help that will help you back. I hope you know. No, it's a law. When you have a need, God will raise up somebody too for you. I'm telling you. When I was locked up, bad people who were chopping from me, they were making mouth. Don't mind that man. Everywhere, alu. He's dead prison now. And somebody who was their friend, these are military officers, my colleagues. They were laughing somewhere, drinking somewhere. With a civilian friend, who knows all. They used to go and say, if you need anything, just go meet Alu. Just go meet her. And then he had them, he said, ha, human beings. He then went behind and looked for my wife, who never knew him before. You are Mrs. Alu, say yes. He had a factory. I said, they lock your husband, but let me, I have vowed to take care of you till he comes out. You can come and work in my factory. He had a factory. Then she will come. Then after some time, the man look and say, you leave Mafoluku to go to Ejigbo. How much? He said, okay, that amount, every month. He told the accountant, every month, just be giving her that amount. You don't need to come. And anytime you have a problem, please let me know. From nowhere. Because I have also done it for other people. In the past. That is what I was enjoying. Now, this is practical living. Now, wisdom for practical living. I'm telling somebody. Giving you wisdom. Forget the one where bank, they tell you, say, you can't save money. Now, trick. Now, your money that they take, declare billion profits every year. Oh. If I have my money, somewhere I will lock them for my house. Lock and they chop and small from my house. Leave small for bank. In case somebody wants to pay money for me for bank, I will go collect and come keep for house. But especially if you get dollar. If you have dollar account, have you observed when you want to go and pay in? Even if your account is declared dormant, if you are paying, you know they will collect. But when you say, I want to withdraw, now that's what they will tell you, say, but your account is dormant. I say, but it's dormant. Why you collect them? You say it's dormant. Why you collect the money? I mean, give me back my money. They say, no. Go and reactivate the account. I need the money now. You say, no. I'm not leaving this bank. You say it's dormant. You collect them. Last week I paid you money. You don't tell me, say it's dormant. I won't collect them back now. You say it's dormant. Don't keep your money. Take and sell. Get small profit. Drop them back for you. Tell me if you pay dollar into an account. Go back and say you need it. The person when they collect naira, go collect your own, don't go. You see the weight. They are checking if they can just get any reason not to give you. Your signature is. I said, my face is changed. Check your computer. Now me. Nothing. Then smarter, they'll tell you, we don't have enough dollar. Can you come back tomorrow? So that is their own law. No bank will give you shishi free. No matter what they advertise, nothing. What are they going to take? Pay their staff. Listen, church, I am telling you the one now. The greatest security you have is if you will be a giver. In time of need, and nobody knows tomorrow. You don't know your estate, how it will be tomorrow. And remember, it's not only money. When I say give, I'm not talking of only money. Give is anything you have that somebody else can receive. And it may be just visiting people. If you don't visit people, people will not visit you. If you don't attend people's wedding, nobody will attend your wedding. If people born, you know they visit them, go give them gifts. See, anybody around me, where born, I never come visit you. Now because I never get money where I go buy, I will say, how can I go empty handed? I beg, I cannot go like that. I must go with something. Why will you have an occasion, then I'm sharpening my mouth, emptying my stomach to come and chop? So you just come to somebody's occasion, chop, without giving a gift? You attend wedding and then they'll be fighting. They don't give me enough rice. They see one piece of meat and they give there. You don't see those kind of people before. For party. They will fight. So if you get food and they give me like this. They give me food with like this. Now your friend, are you not supposed to be co-host if it's your friend? If the person is your friend, are you people not supposed to be co-host to host people coming? So you are supposed to come to help him to host people. Not to come there, hey, where the rice? Where the dead? Hey, for this church, women. They go with extra bag. And they see them, extra bag. When they pack, chop, finish, they put that inside the bag. Collect another, put inside that bag. Now, now they give me something. The person says, I brought food here now. I beg you, don't ask, you can bring food to you. He go collect when he look, put that inside the bag. My children don't get food for this evening. Nothing you brought to that occasion. No, I never ever do that. Never ever. Never ever do that. If I attend your occasion, it's because you are a friend. Amen. And if I can't give you anything, then let my presence be there to show solidarity and support. I don't get anything, but just go there, help them arrange chair, help them do this one. Don't help only in the food department, a mineral department. Now then they go help. Verse 12, let me complete that verse. It says, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? He said, nevertheless, we here, ministers here, we have not used this power but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. He said, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so, everybody, shall we read verse 14? Shall we go? Even so, has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. He said God ordained so, that they that preach the gospel, they should live of the gospel. So, there's nothing wrong. Or rather, there is everything wrong if you refuse to take care of your ministers. Praise the Lord. But we will never go to beg you because it is against ministerial ethics. We will never do that. Directly or indirectly. Praise the Lord. Let me add this. The best investment anybody can do is to invest in a human being. The best investment is to invest in a human being. That is, because of you, somebody has become something. If you're in position, sponsor the poor in education. Sponsor them. Things that will last, not give 1,000 today, 2,000 today, not that. Something that will empower the person. You see? A young girl here, that was, I made a way for her to go to the university. She read. There's no way she will have ever gone to school. No way she will have ever gone to school. And I made a way through a connection I had in the university up north. And I got admission for her. She graduated and she came to me. She finished her NYC. She came to me and said, Daddy, I am a graduate today because of your benevolence. And she's the only graduate in her family because they can't afford to educate the children. Now, that gives me joy. It's not for her to go and work and give me money. No. When I look at her, I feel fulfilled. She's not my tribe. I don't know her village. I don't know anything else beside her. Another one that there are many. Praise the Lord. At the end of the month like this, you see the list. I put all of them in school. 10,000, some 15,000, some 20,000. This church, they give me allowance every month. When I collect my allowance like this, I say, I go, look, sign up. My driver is always the one. I told him to be reminding me. Even if I don't say, then they send me text. Daddy, don't forget to. And when they graduate, I feel fulfilled. And there are people that their parents can't help them. Now that is an investment on them. I told him in my former office, when I discovered somebody had a good secondary school education, you know, AAA in 5 subjects, I say corporal. But I know he writes well, he speaks well, and I just ask him, and he's not from my place, he is another Igbo man. I've been associated with Igbo people for long. Anyway, I say, I am an officer today because I go to school. If you go to school, you will be an officer like me. Go and read. He said they refused. They stopped. His former Oga said he cannot go. I said, okay, I'm now your new Oga. Go and read. And when we applied for him to be released, from the headquarters, they refused. I still say, send amigo report, say you no can work. I say, go and read. An Igbo man. He graduated. For years, I've not seen him. Until one day, I went to the bank to open an account. And the manager came up and said, there's a customer here that can be your referee. And then I saw an officer. He saw me and he shouted. And he told the manager. He said, you know this guy? Now he make me get this rank. He was now commissioned. He was a commissioned officer. So I'm just trying. Now I did it. You will never forget me. That's the best. Praise the Lord. Best investment you can invest. Don't come and give somebody every day. You see you. You take recharge card, take 1,000, take 2,000. You know some people like that. They like you coming to them to be begging them. You have become God now. So every time they need anything, they will come and beg you. No, that's not it. Look at somebody and change their life. Change somebody's life. Change somebody's life. I'm not the only one doing this. So there's somebody at the back there, they look at me. He does the same thing. I know them. I know some of you. Eh? There's another person sitting down somewhere there, they look at me. Eh? They wash somebody's feet one day. And they said, how is your family? He said, Dende, what's your prayer request? Make I give him, I make a human one. He said, my own. Now make my children, they forgo school. Now it be my problem. What they worry me now? May God make a way. He said, God, what happened? He said, for 1 year now, three of them, all of them, they just stay for a house. What happened? No work now. You don't know this country, then they wash feet. Praise the Lord. Now prayer request they give. Oh. You don't know, say that is the last day you give that prayer request. Praise the Lord. That's how he brought it. He said, okay, bring your children, let me see them. They brought the man to my office. Sir, this is what I've decided to do for this man's children, for them to go back to school. He took up sponsoring the children. That's the best investment you can invest for someone. There are people that don't believe in parting with anything for free. You don't use motor tire. You want to buy another one, you don't need this one. To dash and lie. Look, even 200,000. Anybody, even 200,000. Even 200,000. Can't dash out. To dash something out, it will pay you. Unless the even there is somebody who I know saying that dash a moto. When he got another one, he decided he go sell that one. Moto where they dash a moto. I know. Stingy people. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Somebody here from today. If you go to your wardrobe, any cloth where you never use for the past 6 months, you don't need it. Any shoe where you never wear for the past 6 months, you don't need it. Pack everything. Bring them here. Bring them to, in fact, bring them to my office. I will give to the deacons. They know what to do with it. They know what to do with it. In this church, praise the Lord, there are people that do that. You too do. Maybe you don't know, that's why I'm saying it. People bring clothes regularly. People just go to the market and buy clothes and say, give this to the widows. People do it in this church. You call, you too, you must do it. All of you, when they watch me from abroad, when they see me. Make us see whether they see me. From abroad, look for those charities. Abroad, send these items to us. Don't worry, we shall clear them here and pay for them. Our people have need. Send them to us. We'll distribute them. Somebody sent some glasses. Work with my wife from Austria. Those medicated glasses. We give them out free. Please, anything you have, learn to be giver from that place. I always know when you don't give, you keep accumulating. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know what that sea is called? The Dead Sea? Eh? The Dead Sea. Everything flows there, but it does not flow out. So what happened? It is dead. Nothing lives there. No life there. Some of us, no life around us. Because our own are just receive. And let me tell you, the principle is still the same. If I stay and say I'll be pastor, I know they give, I will be a beggar. So me too, I must give to be able to receive. The Bible says, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his children beg bread. Why? Because his righteousness live after him. Somebody, do you think that any of those people I have sponsored in education, do you think that if something happens to me one day and they see my children in need, do you think they will ignore them? That is what I'm saying. And you don't know who you are dealing with now. It's poor today, but you don't know what holds for us tomorrow. When you are gone, your children cannot suffer because of your good name. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up?